So I want to go back to the relationship between a guy that's dressed up as a car and an actual car. Jayadich, boys and girls, welcome to the first podcast. I am your esteemed guest today. My name is Dave Micklefetrick. You probably know me from Cyanide and Happiness, amongst other things. Just want to give a big shout out to the boys in green, white, and gold, or orange, depending on your preference. All the Irish boys back home, because I'm told that this podcast has a fair amount of Irish listeners. So, thankfully, since this audience is not American-centric, most of you won't be thinking that I am having a stroke or some sort of medical emergency. Nope, it's just my accent, and you already know that. So, hey, let's get the show on the road. I'm pretty stoked to be here.
Yeah, we're stoked to have you. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
I noticed that you said pretty stoked as a qualifier, as if you could be more stoked. And I apologize for not plumping you up entirely for that. I wish we could be a little bit more exciting for you. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I was about to comment on how droll you sounded there as well. We were like, you know, I'm so happy that you're here. I'm elated.
Before this, Lars and I hosted a show on PBS.
Oh, yeah?
Very
cool.
Yeah, it's called Drawl. And drawing stuff,
right.
Actually.
It's very dry.
Oh, this makes me quite thirsty.
I just wanted to point out, we're recording this one a little bit earlier than we normally would, because you're from Ireland.
Yes.
And so it's actually 11:30 our time. And what time is it for you over there in Ireland?
For us in Ireland? By Ireland, Texas, do you mean 1:35 p.m.? I guess over in Ireland right now, it would be 7:35.
It's fucked up.
Or there's also a Dublin in Texas. Maybe it's some sort of in-between time space over there. I don't know.
You mentioned Texas, but you're actually from Ireland, right?
Yes.
Well, from Ireland.
I am from Ireland. Born and raised there, and I left in my mid-20s to come to, you know, glorious Texas. I'm currently in Dallas.
I knew that.
He was making what's known as a joke.
I'm not very good at those. I'm sorry.
I'm actually an expert on where you're from and where you currently live.
You're about to see that as bad as you are at jokes, you're miles ahead of Joe in the joke department, so don't worry about that too much.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's about
I was
to make a very funny joke about... Go ahead, Joe.
I was just pretending like I didn't know that you're actually living in Texas.
And
the joke was that I believed you were from still living in Ireland.
Actually. Ah, sorry. Well, I'm sorry for correcting you and not realizing that you were facetious. That's on me.
No need to apologize.
No, it's on Joe. It's definitely on Joe for that one.
You did mention that you knew everything about where I was from, though.
Yes.
I'm going to turn this on its head. Can you give me a fact or a factet that you might
know? Yeah. The city that you're from became incorporated as a city in 1888, and it was mostly a port town.
Yeah.
Where are you reading this from, Joe?
I just know that from my memory. It was
a port town.
The population hovers around 330,000.
Uh-huh.
When it first became a city, in I think the 1700s or so, only 5 or 6,000 people lived there.
Yeah.
It's the capital of Northern Ireland, and actually one of the... it's the largest city in Ireland, in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
This is a rough start, boys.
Hey, no.
Actually not on Wikipedia. That's all from my memory.
I think we're getting an education here. This is pretty good.
Right.
I'm pretty stoked that you kept all that in your head and definitely didn't look that up on Wikipedia.
Definitely
well,
not.
Well, I looked it up earlier and I memorized it because I am committed.
You were like, let's talk historical demographics.
I was just doing my due diligence.
Hey, well, I appreciate the work that you put in, man. I really do.
Thank you. So while we're on the topic of historical, a history lesson, could you tell us more about the city that you originally come from?
Sure. Contrary to all the facts that you just gave, I am actually from a small town about 1 hour outside of Belfast. Oh yeah, I should clarify for everyone listening. He was talking about Belfast.
Yes.
And I actually come from a town called Coleraine, which is a wee town of 24,000 people It's up in the very north coast of Ireland. So you can see Scotland just across the ocean on a nice sunny day. And it's right in the middle of Game of Thrones territory, where a lot of that was filmed.
Mm.
And so
Wikipedia was wrong about where you're from.
Wait, Wikipedia was wrong?
Wait.
Joe, I thought you just knew that information.
You're abdicating your responsibility as well. Did you type the wrong thing into Wikipedia?
No, it says right here, McElfatrick in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
All right, bud. By the way, this is technically kind of a sort of a sequel to the episode that we did with Chris Wilson, also from Cyanide and Happiness. Thanks for coming on, Chris, back in the day a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
I believe so.
Joe, can you fact check that for me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's accurate.
Dave is also from Cyanide and Happiness, and you know, we don't have to do like a lengthy explanation of that again.
Cyanide and Happiness is a small town outside of Belfast. That's where I'm from.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. And for the audience who doesn't know Cyanide and Happiness, they can just look it up.
Yeah. And also, like, can you give like a 15-second version of it just to refresh the listeners from the last episode?
Just like an overarching theme of every comic that there ever was. Can you summarize them all?
If I could summarize everything, I would call it dark, a little on the edge. It pushes the buttons a little. If you need a hot shot of something irreverent and slightly nasty, take a big gulp of Cyanide and Happiness. Swish it down.
All right.
And it'll put a skip in your step.
And that's happiness spelt with a Y.
Apparently so. Yeah, I did listen to the other episode, and I'm glad that you gave grief to Chris about that. It's like, hey, you're seven. You were like 17 at the time. Maybe you should know how to spell happiness.
But it's also kind of like cool that he just kept it up. Like, fuck you. Like, it's happiness.
Oh, you're defending him now. No, we've got to grief him. We got to give him trouble.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Yes.
Now that Chris isn't here.
Okay, perfect.
Give us some of the real details about that guy. What's that guy's problem, man?
What's his deal?
Yeah, he kind of gave us some weird vibes.
The first time I ever met Chris Wilson, which was in 2007, waiting for him at San Diego Airport. It's like a romantic novel where I'm waiting for him to come down the escalator. And this little squat man appears, and he's wearing a top hat. And so he's wearing a full-blown top hat coming down the stairs in the middle of an airport. I guess Comic-Con was coming up, but for a while, this became a thing for us for a while where it was like, let's wear jaunty hats in normal situations. And I'm glad we're long past that, to be honest. Although I did wear like a farmer's cap regularly like a couple of years ago.
Was he wearing like the rest of the tuxedo or just the hat portion?
No, just the hat. I think he was wearing some heavy metal t-shirt.
That's kind of dorky.
I would say dorky. Yeah, but this was also like the time of freaking DeviantArt and stuff like that, where
I think
you kind of lived as your persona, so to speak, whenever you're known online.
And fedoras were never really cool, but that was when fedoras were sort of the most cool that they ever were.
So. Yeah. I got something to confess, boys. I got something to confess on this podcast.
Oh, no.
I tried wearing a fedora for a couple of months. It was just before everyone had kind of realized that lots of people were wearing fedoras to try and look a little more sophisticated, and then just made fun of them. So it was just before FedoraGate, but that doesn't make it any more cool. That makes it even more embarrassing, because no one was ready to tell me how fucking lame it was.
Could you describe the fedora and, if possible, post pictures?
Why?
Dude,
why, Joe? I just want to see the fedora.
Here's the deal with the fedora. I think it's like Jordan Peterson, where people think, oh, you know what? I don't need to work on my personality. I don't need to work on my social awkwardness. What I need is a jaunty hat. I need a quick fix for my personality issues. And the hat, that's it, man. That's what I need. The hat screams sophistication. You're trying to send a message to the ladies before you even talk to them.
Yeah,
I'm sophisticated. I like the Rat Pack. Come talk to me.
That message is don't talk to me.
Right. Kind of. It's completely the wrong eminence that it's giving off.
Well, here's the thing. I think the fedora is misunderstood, and I don't mean that in the sense that it is inherently cool at all.
Okay.
I mean that people misunderstand how it's supposed to be used, and the way that I think is the correct usage of the fedora. I don't know why I said fedora there. It's fedora, but
to be more classy,
it's supposed to be, yeah, it's supposed to be part of an ensemble in which you're an older guy dressed in like a more classical outfit. Like, it's not supposed to be something that you wear with like a Mountain Dew t-shirt and like Doritos shorts. It's like, you don't just throw it on something. It's supposed to be part of fancy dress, and people just like, they just toss it on. It doesn't work.
Man, you could write an essay on the topic. It's like, it's the mullet of the clothing world, you know? You want to look sophisticated on your head, but then you want your Mountain Dew t-shirt to let everyone know that you party as well. So,
I had a fedora. I wore it once or twice only in like 2009.
Right.
And then my friend kindly said, don't do that. It's a bad choice.
Did he grab you by the collar and like throw you up against the wall and go, if you ever fucking wear that fedora again, I will kill you?
He grabbed me by the skin of my neck like a kitten and was like, hey, look at here. Do you see that guy over there?
With his mug.
And then with his paw, he points gently, kindly, like a motherly friend to the other losers wearing fedoras. And he's like, you don't want to be like them.
The chat is suggesting, by the way, that people should put on both a fedora and a mullet haircut at the same time.
Oh, and my, a top hat.
Oh my God.
Lord.
Surely that's a thing.
And if people wanted to tune in, by the way, to the chat and listen in live, be able to talk to the guests in question via text form, and occasionally give an answer on, or not an answer, a question for the guest to answer on air, how can they do that, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com. Go to Discord. T1podcast.com. And when you join, you'll be in timeout for 2 minutes. That's just so you can't spam us. But after that 2 minutes is up, spam away and just don't be a jerk.
Yeah, be nice, please. There's a lot of negativity on the internet at the moment.
Yeah. We try to keep our server nice, okay?
Well, that's lovely. Thank you for creating this for me. I really appreciate that.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
By the way, Dave, what exactly is your role in Cyanide and Happiness?
My role? Right now, this year, it's mostly been like dad to my newborn kid, which has been wonderful and terrifying and difficult all at the same time. Explosion's got a lot going on. We're kind of wrapping up a new season of the show. We're working on a video game, as you know. Chris is beavering away on that. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to kind of take a little while off to sort of help my baby boy find his footing in the world. But normally, you know, I write the comics, I help write the shorts, I've directed, I'll get my fingers dirty if need be. A little bit of everything, really.
When you say you'll get your fingers dirty, do you mean like you'll go outside and make mud pies if they need you to?
As Explosion requires, yeah. That's more of a social media thing, to be honest. It's, here's our daily mud pie. This time it was made by Dave.
Do you put that on your resume?
I wonder what prospective employee would be looking for that. Can you make great mud pies? Like La Madeleine or something? I don't know.
Preschool teacher or something?
Side note, I've gone ahead and linked a video in the chat right now, which shows Joe's coolest outfit of all time.
You can find a link to the outfit in the show notes.
Oh God! At least you showed it. It with me standing next to the president and CEO of Disney, of Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger. Oh, but you didn't even show him.
Oh my goodness! Hey, that's not the worst thing I've ever seen. You look like a guy that owns a webcomic. You really do.
That was from like almost 10 years ago. But the shoulder of the guy next to me is the shoulder of none other than Bob Iger.
Really?
The president and CEO of Disney. Yeah.
Which makes it worse.
Well, why are you just casually standing beside him?
On the opening day of Cars Land in, this was, I don't know, 2013 or something. I think 2013. So it was not quite 10 years ago, but.
There's a lot to unpack here, dude. Like,
me and my friend.
There really is.
Bob Iger, is standing like the old man at Walmart, standing, welcome to Carsland, come on in, day one.
No, he was there on opening day, and I just was like, oh, that's Bob Iger. So me and my friend asked for a picture, and we talked to him.
You asked him to stand shoulder to shoulder. I love that.
This is during a brief period of time, by the way, where, you know, those sunglasses that had like the white rims were like mildly acceptable just for like a very short amount of time.
Yep.
This was after that. Oh.
So this is your fedora, so to speak.
Yeah, that was that hat was my fedora.
That hat, the one that might as well be a fedora. Yeah,
it's a newsboy hat. It's a light gray. You could tell it's not perfectly symmetrical. I think I got it at a thrift store.
I still wear those sometimes. And I think it's partly because, okay, if you're a comic artist, you can get away with a hat like that. I don't know. It's part of the uniform nearly. When you go to a comic convention, nearly every guy in Artist Alley is wearing one of these hats.
Yep.
And I what I appreciate about a job like that is you're self-employed. And you run a comic and you're able to make enough money off it. You think, fuck, I need a work uniform. What do cartoons traditionally wear? I know. Flat cap. Flat cap and t-shirt.
Two things, by the way. I'll go ahead and link the picture we're talking about in the show notes so that people can get some context. Also, I feel like...
There you go.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if some Irish person was wearing this hat. Like, it's different when it's an American. It just, I don't know why, it just is.
In Ireland, that hat's probably known as a colchi hat. And colchi is a term for anyone that doesn't really live in either of the big cities. In either Belfast or Dublin. So I'm assuming even people from Cork are colchis. I'm a colchi.
Yeah, here it's more of like a girl repellent. Like
somebody in the chat says my head doesn't look right.
Your head, if you don't mind me being a little rude, it does look like your forehead hasn't fully grown yet because of the hat. So it looks like I would imagine your head to be perfectly flat under that hat. Does that make sense? That sounds like the rudest thing I could have ever said to someone.
But it's also because the glasses are so high up. If you look through the lenses, you can see my eyes right at the very bottom of those glasses.
So okay, why are your glasses riding so high?
Because they're just, I don't know, they're not the right kind of glasses. So those were Oakley glasses.
Right.
And my friend at work comes up to me and he's like, you want to buy these Oakleys for $40? So I'm like, all right. I'm pretty sure they were stolen.
There's so much to unpack from this photo.
There's also like no notion of hair in there, so it looks like you may be like a cancer patient or something who's gone through chemo.
Or like one of those babies.
Yeah, a buzz cut.
One of those babies that are born without a brain, but they still have eyes. So the eyes rest on top of their head like a frog. You know what I'm talking about? We're in the gutter night, boys.
Can you tell Bob Iger does not want to take that picture with us?
Yeah, but what was his fucking plan? Why is he standing at the very front of, you know, his amusement park?
Because it was the opening day and all the executives were there. Like, we had just met, there was Bob Iger. We had met, like, they were all just walking around. Because it was like 5 years in the making or something. Three, 4, 5 years. So they're just there.
Okay.
Probably for the press.
Because this photo suggests that he just went down there by himself. You know?
No. There was what was that guy from Pixar who just got ousted?
Mr. Toshi Feeling. Yeah.
John Lasseter, yeah.
John Ass Eater. Okay.
And then we met he seems like a nice guy. I don't know, but
I know.
Is anyone going to give a shit about this exposition, by the way? Like, should we move on to something that doesn't revolve around an image they can't see?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, I would love to roast your friend for having a t-shirt that exposes his like literal 3 chest hairs, but we can move on.
All right.
All right, Dave, I don't know if you're familiar with the format of our show beyond the Chris episode, but we like to ask a lot of weird hypothetical questions.
Yep, I'm aware of that, and I am game. My brain is ready to get smooth.
Okay. All right, Joe, I think you should toss the first one out.
All right, so for $2 billion, would you live 4,000 years as a series of ducks?
A series of ducks? First of all, is that like 4,000 ducks at one time, or is it like a family a long running family of ducks one at a time.
Yeah, and if the duck that you're living as doesn't have offspring, it'll just be the next in line.
Am I immortal?
Yeah, so for 4,000 years, like when one duck dies, you become the next duck.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it's just a series of ducks for 4,000 years. And then as soon as that's over, you pop right back to this very moment. You get your two bills and you walk away.
4,000 years.
4,300.
So in 4,000 years time, we're going to assume that the Earth's still round. It hasn't been flattened by flat earthers yet.
No. You misunderstand.
Okay.
It you go right back to now.
Oh.
Yeah, but for those.
Okay.
Yeah.
For 4,000 years with my stupid duck brain, do I even have a concept of time? Or am I a highly intelligent duck?
Here's the question. Would it make a difference?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like as a duck, I might be less concerned about the slow passage of time, especially as I move from one duck to another. I'm assuming that once I become a new duck, I'm not aware of my previous duck life, so I just keep reincarnating as ducks, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, if someone was to say, "Did would you ever try being a duck?" I might go, yeah, I'll give that a go just once, you know. But, you know, once you get me into the routine of 4,000 years worth of ducks and I could do it, man. I would do it. I absolutely would do it. $2 billion. Are you kidding me? You could buy a country with that.
But what if you become like really traumatized from the duck knowledge? You're just like, you're not this, you're changed man after 4,000 duck years.
What kind of duck lore do you think there is? Like,
just like getting eaten, getting shot at, like losing your kids.
Every time I see a duck, it's just sitting around placidly in a pond, not really doing a whole lot. And I think that looks pretty good.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. You ever look at your pets and your cat's just lying there and you're like, oh, you don't know about the bills. You don't know about my stripe.
Yeah.
You just get a roof over your head.
I can offer some input into the life of a duck.
Please.
Because I used to work on a boat ride.
Okay.
And so sometimes there'd be ducks. In fact, there'd always be ducks going around and they'd have babies the same time every year.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have like, at the beginning, it'd be like a mother duck with like 10 duck babies. And then some of the babies would get eaten. Some of the babies would get lost.
What you're saying is I get laid a lot, at least once a year.
Yeah, and then not all the babies make it.
Wait, does that count as a lot for your life, Dave? Once a year?
Yeah, man, I'll take what I can get. If I have to become a duck to get laid more often. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Okay, we believe you. We know you're kidding. Okay.
Also, someone in chat just pointed out you get a sweet corkscrew penis.
Yep.
I completely forgot all about that.
We actually had a duck penis expert on our show.
Expert.
To the audience, by the way, in case you didn't know, ducks have a corkscrew-shaped penis.
They do.
So they can open up a bottle of wine.
So now you know that. Just go ahead and picture that. Guys, just one second. Let's let the audience just soak that in. Just imagine a corkscrew duck dick.
Let's create some ambient thinking music. Let's hum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
No.
You know what female ducks have? Corkscrew vaginas.
It really does sound like a puzzle, doesn't it? Like two ducks.
Yeah.
Like if you spun two ducks around each other, you could get them pretty stuck. Like a righty-tighty sort of a situation, where if you keep pushing them in one direction, it's really hard to get them unscrewed again, like a jar.
Oh, it's like the Chinese finger trap thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that people have had that visual, let's give them some brain bleach here and talk about our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile offers you the same excellent service as T-Mobile at a fraction of the price. The other day, I had a friend on Facebook that said, I'm paying $150 a month for my cell phone. I said, mint.t1podcast.com. $15 a month starting out and 30 some odd for the Mac Daddy package. Lars, you're somewhere in the middle, aren't you?
Yeah, I think my package is like $25 a month.
Oh, don't talk about your package on the podcast.
No, I have a really decent sized package with Mint Mobile, and it's ridiculously affordable.
$25 for your package?
Yeah, and that gets exactly. Like,
talk to me after the show.
Like 8 to 10 gigabytes.
I think I might. Yeah, I'll hit you up. But no, okay. So my phone bill is $25 a month. And I get the same service as T-Mobile, which works really well in my area. I get unlimited talk and text, a healthy data package. It's really, really good. I highly recommend actually looking into this.
Oh, it's really, really good?
Yeah.
Is that the best you can shill out for our corporate sponsor?
Well, I don't feel like doing the soulless thing is what's going to sell the subscription, Joe. I feel like me being an honest consumer here is what's going to do it.
Lars.
And I really agree.
Dave?
I was wondering if you could tell me more about the Mac Daddy package.
The Mac Daddy package, I think, is 20 gigabytes a month for like $38. And that's nothing. That's not even as much as it costs to do like the basic like little dick package of most major cell phone companies. I highly recommend people check it out.
I just appreciate that they called it the Mac Daddy package. That makes it sound like it's a big cuddly bear type man that's just like,
that's what we call it.
Come on in, man, I got you covered. Oh, I thought they called it that.
No, this is what we call it.
He picks you up in his big arms and he's like, hey, anytime you need to make a phone call, I got you, man. You're safe with me, and you can go to sleep in his arms. You know, he can cradle.
That sounds nice.
By the way, what do you guys think about corporations that pretend to be like LGBT friendly for Pride Month, but then they actually sponsor like anti-LGBT?
I've been seeing a lot of that lately. I'm not sure what particular examples there are.
There's like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
That donates
okay, sure.
millions of dollars.
Wait, they put pride flags up in there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well,
wait,
they
I need a source on that.
They posted, let me show you. It wasn't like they put up flags, but it was like,
Joe, don't type while you talk.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, shit.
That's absolutely insane. Fuck Chick-fil-A. The chicken's pretty Let's good, see. But they're yeah, not very nice.
A good way to describe it. Like, I still really like their food, but they're kind of dicks.
Yeah. I think these are esteemed opinions, you know? Food's pretty good, but kind of dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a tweet. I'm trying to find it. But...
Thanks for that contribution,
I found
Joe.
It. I found it. So Chick-fil-A posted, this month we pay tribute to the LGBTQ+ community. It's never too late to stand for equality.
Oh, boy.
Wait.
And but they're donating to organizations that explicitly work against the LGBTQ community.
Question for the podcast, though.
What's that?
Is that still true?
What do you mean?
I don't know if that's still true. It could be the case that that has stopped. I don't know anything about their donations at this time, so I want to reserve judgment until I know.
Okay. I'm just kind of... basing my opinions more on the practices of the past. And, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unfair to scrutinize Chick-fil-A for what they've been up to for a very, very, very long time. If they've stopped in the last couple of weeks or months, great. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, on the one hand, I do want to give them an opportunity to improve if they are willing to. On the other hand, I also agree that the actions of the past definitely matter, and it's not like they get a free pass now. I'm just saying, like,
right.
If they've decided to turn their ways around, I do think, you know, better late than never, but it should be sooner.
They would have to do some serious turning around, you know?
Yep.
Like a big donation to a charity or something like that.
Yeah, to offset some of the damage that they've done.
Along with a long-standing apology.
Yep.
I'd love to give them the benefit of the doubt, but as far as I know, they have not stopped. Like, maybe they have, but... as far as we know, they haven't. Basically, we need to know the last time they made a donation in order to keep being mad at them.
Or... So if there's any Chick-fil-A CEOs in chat, what's your thought on all this?
Yeah, any Chick-fil-A CEOs in the chat?
Just casually listening. in right now. Send me a tweet.
By the way, to the Chick-fil-A CEOs, if you do want to tune in live to these episodes, you can go to discord.t1podcast.com.
Apparently, Chick-fil-A was dropped from 2 airports.
Yeah, that's the last weeks. I heard of them. It was San Antonio, I think. There was meant to be a Chick-fil-A that was going to be opened in the airport, but I think the mayor of San Antonio put a stop to it. And then there was this whole kerfuffle about whether they should be able to prevent certain businesses from opening in public properties or not, or like government-owned properties, should I say.
And it's like Buffalo, Niagara International.
I think part of that was the fact that they also aren't open on Sundays, and some places don't like that. Like,
oh, what's the airport going to do? Not have a restaurant that's open once, like probably the busiest travel day.
Well, right. So it's like that may be a conflict of interest.
Right.
Right. Bad for business.
World weary traveler comes in from wherever he's just flown, and he's like, I really need that chicken sandwich. If there's one thing in the world that I could have right now, it's a chicken sandwich. And he goes over to Chick-fil-A and it's closed because it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
I would be a writ. I would be so pissed off about that.
They might die. Yeah,
exactly. He might be crawling out of the plane because he refused to eat the shitty pretzels. It's like he spent 40 days in the desert. He's gasping. He's slowly clawing his way. He sees the Chick-fil-A sign glowing in the distance. Is it a mirage? No, it's real. And then he goes over and it says closing Sunday.
It's a very visceral description there. I appreciate it.
That's quite all right.
Me and my cousin and my brother went to a Clippers game, and there was a Chick-fil-A cow running around during halftime, and we start booing the cow.
What?
And then,
what do you mean you
booed
the cow?
At first, my cousin, we're booing. We're like, boo.
He probably thought you were mooing it, Joe, because it's a cow.
Yeah.
No, we were booing because we didn't want to support Chick-fil-A, and everybody's like not doing anything. And then the next time the cow comes out, we're booing it again, and a couple people join in. And by like the fourth or fifth time this cow comes out to dance or whatever, like a good number, a great handful of people are booing this cow. And he kind of gives this defeated look, like he throws his arms down like, and like sits back down.
Am I missing something in that a cow came out for Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, it's their mascot.
A cow is Chick-fil-A's mascot.
Yeah, because it's a cow holding a sign that says, eat more beef.
Oh,
or chicken.
Okay, I thought
eat more chicken.
Campaign. Okay, I got you. I thought they were just completely confused about everything for a little while.
Anna from the chat says you made that cow depressed.
I got you. Okay, you know he went home to his partner that night, like took off his cow costume.
How'd it go today, honey?
They booed me. They burned me. I'm just a cow that wants to bring happiness and joy.
And then the cow wife was like,
"Oh, she's in a costume as well."
No, it's a cow. It's the man in the costume, but the wife is actually a cow.
Oh wow!
And she's like, "They were probably mooing you, honey. They were probably mooing you." It's like, no, it was booze.
No, saw it on TV. It was definitely moose. Moo, get that guy out of here. Moo. That's, you know, that means they like it.
Dave, that's kind of a hot voice. Can you do that more often? Damn.
We got 30 minutes left in the podcast. Okay, I can talk like this if you like.
Maybe not.
We probably shouldn't.
I wouldn't. Like, part of the Here's an Idea podcast that we do is that we kind of have to write and act out a script for our villainous boss, Mrs. Explosum. And for a while, every voice that I ended up doing was something that's barely listenable to the point of like screeching and insane voices and stuff until someone had to step me aside and go, hey, could you try and be a bit more intelligible on the next podcast? I'm like, sure, okay. But often in the shorts and stuff that we do, like I get asked to play old men or old grannies or like babies or like things with high stupid voices, you know. I am never the straight guy. I'm never the guy I'm never the protagonist either. I'm always some weird side character.
You heard it here first. Dave is never straight. There's a fierce debate in the chat, by the way, going on right now as to whether the Dave's mooing is hot or whether it should never happen ever again.
Well, what's the ratio?
1-1, I think, actually.
It's a tie.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty good.
Ah. So I want to go back to the relationship between a guy that's dressed up as a cow and an actual cow that's in his bed, presumably after a long day.
Well, they're husband and wife.
Right. So, but he, that would be like if a dog dressed up as a pretty lady and I married it.
No, it's more like if you dressed up as a pretty dog and married an actual dog. Could we act out this in the form of
a scene?
How about
let's go ahead and move, please, dear Lord, let's move on.
Move on?
Yeah, please,
Lars, you
want to
move on?
Dude, we just had a whole new walnut to crack open, but okay, if you want to move on. I was ready to...
We were going
to
write a script, we were going to act it out to see what was going to happen.
I was ready to give you my best borks and barks.
I was going to play the dog wife, but...
Were you?
All of these are convincing me even further that we should not do it.
Oh, okay.
All right, Lars. Since you hate joy so much, we can move on.
What?
All right.
Okay, well, we're moving on. It better be good. Otherwise, I'm just going to become a dog. Just going to be a dog.
Okay.
All right. If I start barking, you know that I won't like it.
Sure. Okay.
So
one of the first questions, by the way, that came into the chat, actually before the episode started, I want to honor it, is someone named Rev asks if you have opinions on Garfield.
Rev. Rev, sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Rev.
Rev, Dave, Rev.
Do I have opinions on Garfield? Do I? You know, guys, I don't really understand all the kerfuffle surrounding Garfield. It's one of those things that everyone does to dip their toe into the ocean of irony. But then we all get sucked down into the Mariana Trench and we're all drowning. And it's all our own fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all swimming in Garfield now and it's all our own fault. No one actually likes it. And here we are in a big pile of shit.
Yeah.
Garfield colored shit. It's a turd that's orange with little black marks on the side of it. I subscribe to a whole subreddit that I just found today, and it's full of those kind of creepy Garfield drawings where Garfield looks like something from The Thing.
Is it I'm Sorry, John?
Yeah, I think it's called I'm Sorry, John. And it's just him kind of, I don't know. I guess Garfield ascends into his final form or whatever it is. It reminds me a lot of The Thing. It makes me think a little bit about Event Horizon when Sam Neill pulls his eyes out and he's like, this is who I am now. I do find an appreciation for that. But when's the Garfield thing, can't even speak anymore, when's the Garfield thing going to end?
Probably when the sun explodes.
I feel like it's just going to have more and more layers of irony attached to it. I don't think it's ever going to end. I think it's just going to get worse.
But is there a full circle that it comes to? Like, what's its conclusion?
Yeah, here's the full circle. Right now, we're at the Garfield memes. Pretty soon, people are going to get bored of the Garfield memes, and then there's going to be a Garfield meme revival where it's going to be like two generations from now, like, hey, I found these Garfield memes, and then everyone loves it again, and then, like, the next generation is going to be like, hey, where did these come from anyway?
Yeah, every 20 years is the circle for everything, right? Like, now the late 90s kind of aesthetic's popular again in a lot of ways.
like 50 years from now, people are going to rediscover Garfield, and then, like, 50 years after that, people are going to...
Is it because no one really knows what Garfield's actually about? Is it just John and his lazy cat? Why not Kathy? Why haven't we made Kathy ironic? It's a worse comic, so it would be more ironic to, you know.
People like cats.
Oh, I have an answer for that question, by the way.
Okay.
I think it's because a lot of people grew up with Garfield and they liked Garfield as a kid unironically, so they don't have that same attachment to Kathy, who's, I think, is like a heavyset 38-year-old woman that like everyone knows from, like, who works at a grocery store or something. It's like... there's no childhood attachment with the irony. So it's like, yeah, Kathy sucks, but Garfield sucks in a way that like people used to find charming.
I appreciate that. That's a very thorough answer. You don't think there's any, you don't think there were like a whole generation of 11-year-old kids going, ack, ack.
That's a Kathy meme if you don't understand it, by the way, guys.
I dropped my silly buddy, ack.
Mm-hmm. Can we, hey Dave, can we act out this Kathy comic that I just posted in the recording chat?
It would be my absolute pleasure. If anyone's dealing out Emmys or Tonys, listen in. This is my big break.
Do you want to be Kathy or should I be Kathy?
You know, can I be Kathy? Can I be selfish?
Yeah. Yeah, you be Kathy. So I'm going to start out.
Can I use my high voice?
Yes.
Please.
Okay.
And then I'll use my like, what are you doing, Kathy?
All right, let's set the scene. We are in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in a kitchen, and there's like a counter in the back, and there's a fridge in the back, and it's two women, one sitting down, one standing up.
Right.
Kathy is sitting down.
Uh-huh.
And the other woman approaches Kathy, and Kathy's covering her eyes.
I'm covering my eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I walk in. What are you doing, Kathy?
I'm trying to contact Irving through ESP and tell him to call me. Irving presumably is my prospective lover.
Why don't you just call him up?
I can't do that, Andrea, you bitch. It break the spell. I destroy the whole meaning of him receiving and acting upon a purely spiritual message from me. Besides, he doesn't answer. Ack!
Ack.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I like that.
Is the joke that he doesn't answer? Is it?
Yeah, he doesn't answer.
There needs to be a fifth panel where she says, "I guess I'm really detestable," and then and then a sixth panel where her friend goes, "Yeah, you are. You're awful." And then that's it. That's the last Kathy comic. Because she finally gets it. She finally understands why no one's treating her right.
Oh, there should be several panels of her just in silence after that. And then the final panel is her going, ack.
Right. That's what
ack.
That's what would turn into a Cyanide Happiness comic. If you had like three panels of awkward silence. And then she goes, ack. And then it comes out of her eyes or something. I don't know. something awful like that.
Someone says, I think the joke is that she's using a landline phone, but that's all that there was back then.
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, cell phones weren't really a thing.
I didn't even think about that. Is that why she's just sitting in the kitchen all alone by the phone? It's like a...
She's waiting for him to...
Just waiting for him to answer. You've been there all day, Kathy. You need to come out to the world and you need to take your mind off that guy.
By the way, for the modern internet in which there are cell phones and other technological advancements, you might want to have something called a VPN. And Joe, I think we should talk about our other sponsor, NordVPN, which has you covered.
NordVPN has a lot to offer.
Can you say that a little bit more excited?
NordVPN has a lot to offer. Are you tired of getting hacked in the airport while you look at bags? Are you tired of getting hacked in the Starbucks while you drink your coffee?
And look at bags.
Do you want the government to stop looking at what you do so you can like watch your shows, let's say?
And look at bags.
Have you guys considered writing jingles for these? Like a NordVPN. Yes. It's the greatest. NordVPN. There you go.
It's the greatest. Look at bags.
Well, we had a guest on named Asterios Kokonos once who wrote a jingle for us on the spot, and it scarred us for life, and we're never going to do that again.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry to hear
FBI
that.
FBI stop. Oh, this is a good song. What up, up?
It's Nord.
NordVPN. It's Nord.
I'm going to auto-tune you guys for that. Just be prepared for what's about to happen on the edit.
Okay.
Do you want to watch The Office in French? Les Offices. Do you want to watch German shows, but you can't because you're here?
Because you're... Oh, fuck. I had something there. It was something about being Swiss.
NordVPN.
Guys, no one's actually going to want to use NordVPN if they hear this.
No. NordVPN. The greatest. NordVPN. Don't be the latest. Get your Nord. And praise the Lord.
Watch The Office. NordVPN.
My knowledge of French is limited, so is French for The Office Le Office?
No, it's Le Bureau.
Le Bureau. I see. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'm sorry to the people tuning in right now for pushing through. No one left the call. That was very impressive. But yeah.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Checkout code the first podcast.
After all that shit, by the way, here's the thing. NordVPN is a great contraceptive for the internet. You know how there's all that cancer that you can get from it, with people trying to hack into your shit, the government tracking your stuff, your ISP throttling you after you use like 2 gigabytes a month? All that bullshit, you can get around that with NordVPN for $3 a month. It's ridiculous. Get yourself the Wild West internet of the 90s back again with NordVPN.
Anna points out accurately, yes, condoms keep you from cancer.
I don't know enough about science to confirm that or not, but sure. Maybe
I think you can get cervical cancer if you get HPV.
That's true.
Could be prevented from condoms. And NordVPN is like a condom.
Yeah, it's a gross metaphor, but it's true. It really does protect you from a lot of let's go with STDs of the internet there.
Right.
That works. Joe, what's the name of this podcast, since you seem to struggle with that?
The first podcast, since I've seen the show a lot, it's the first podcast.
That's the checkout code at checkout for 75% off. So tell them we sent you at nord.t1podcast.com.
NordVPN.
Nord.
It's the greatest.
NordVPN. Don't be the latest. It's Nord.
There we go.
Nice. Well done, boys.
All right.
Thank you. Good group effort. I thought that worked out pretty good.
Well, it'll be fun to edit. I'll put it that way.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, Dave, why don't you take off your cow costume and come into bed?
I don't think there's any instance where I'd be like, okay, even between humans, like if you walked in dressed as me, like my other half dressed exactly like me, almost as a cosplay of me, I still wouldn't appreciate it. Like, can you imagine someone dressed exactly like you all the time?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
I don't mean matching. I mean, like, they've cut their hair to look like you. They've altered themselves in various ways. It becomes Uncanny Valley at some point.
I used to work at in a corporate office of this company, and I sat next to this guy who didn't really like to joke a lot, and we would always mess with him and play pranks on him.
Oh, man.
So one day, I decided, it was like Jim and Dwight.
Right.
So one day, I decided to dress up like him on my lunch break.
See, those are my favorite pranks, the subtle ones, where they have to notice it, and when they do, it's the worst thing.
I changed my the background of my computer to his background, and I posted a picture of his truck that I found online in my cubicle.
Okay.
He had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figure, so on my lunch, I went out and got the same action figure that I found at Walmart.
You went all in?
I got the... Yeah. I got the same shirt that, more or less, he was wearing a green shirt, so I got a green shirt.
My God.
And he had a mouse pad that was like a round mouse pad with a wrist support. So I got that one from Staples.
I love that you're like, what's his identifying markers? Round mouse pad. Turtle action figure, I can understand. But the fact that his mouse pad is round, I love that.
Everything was the same. And then he IM'd my boss that was sitting across from me and was like, hey, I think Joe's dressed up like me. And then the boss was in on it, so she was like, no, I don't think so. And then he was like, wasn't he wearing a white shirt before? And she's like, I don't know. Get back to work.
Right.
And the best part was that his desktop computer background was and it wasn't from online. It was an image that he found while watching a clip of The Simpsons, and he screenshotted it and made it his
his background.
So it was just a random frame from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And then I basically, me and my boss went onto his computer and found that image in the folder that was the background folder.
Uh-huh.
And I sent it to myself. So he was like, I think Joe went onto my computer.
Yeah.
But the boss was the one who did it. So I didn't get, like, I wasn't going to get in trouble. And then he didn't talk to me after that. So the joke was on me.
Yeah. What's the reaction when he came in and him sitting there working? So to speak,
he slowly started to notice and just was really creeped out. Basically, I mean, he didn't really talk to me before that, but he's certainly did not have anything to do with me after that. I also combed my hair the same way that his hair was combed.
Yeah,
that's it. So you just went full gym.
Yeah.
Here, basically.
What an icebreaker, though. Like, it's a first date. You're sitting waiting for your date to turn up, and then they show up looking exactly like you. And they're like, you know what? We have so much to talk. We have so much in common.
would having sex with that person be just masturbation at that point?
That's a great question. I think about that a lot when it comes to clones and stuff. Like, if you cloned yourself and fucked it, is that jerking it?
Is that gay?
Is it gay?
To have sex with yourself?
Let's not get sidetracked.
No, let's get sidetracked. I appreciate the sidetrack. Let's go ahead.
All right.
Is it?
I think so. I think it is gay because it's another dude. It's you, but it's like,
what's not another dude? It's you.
Okay, but what if, say you're, let's presume you're straight. Let's make that presumption. And then you make a clone, and then you decide, both of you decide to help each other out because you get laid once a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, hey, we don't need to rely on anyone else. Let's get fucky with each other. Mm-hmm. Not weird, because it's just me.
It's like if you have an identical twin.
Two people in chat say it's incest, technically. Is it? Is it?
Is
it artificially created?
Is it?
Well, is it a human or is it like a robot?
What do you mean?
It's like,
no, I don't
biological,
mean
right?
Yeah, it's organic.
No, it's literally you.
It's literally you. It's not like a robot you. Like a robot, Dev, would I fuck Robo me? No.
Oh.
Would I fuck a robot? No.
Would it be cheating if there was an artificial intelligence robot that was so lifelike that you could have a relationship with it, but it's not a human?
Joe, you're just describing Westworld.
You are kind of describing Westworld, yeah.
Is that cheating?
Good question, Joe.
That's a great question. I would say probably that you're having some sort of emotional affair with this robot.
No, emotions aside, it's just sex.
It's just sex with the robot. I mean,
yeah, you're just having robot sex. Yeah.
I mean, that would be like, what does your wife think of you buying a fuck doll?
She doesn't know.
Oh. Well,
which might be the main problem.
I think if she doesn't know, that automatically means it's cheating because you're going behind her back.
Right. Also, how do you hide that? Does she open the wardrobe someday and this big robot person jumps out and she goes,
well, it's easy to hide it. You just put it in a closet and you tell her,
wait,
don't go in this closet.
Why would it make that noise?
Not the robot. She makes an alarm noise.
The robot makes that noise when it notices you. Yeah.
I mean, it would kind of be a jump scare for the robot as if you open the door and just kind of appear in front of it.
By the way, I was rewatching Westworld the other day, and they said that they charge people $40,000 a day to go to the park. I'm in the wrong business, Joe. I think we should start a Westworld. This isn't like podcasting is chump change.
Lars, it's a TV show.
Do you know how to make robots?
No, but I feel like you could hire people who do.
Well, if it's like,
it was that easy.
This is going to sound a little off, but wouldn't it be cheaper to just get actual people to do the same thing?
Oh, that's so fucked up, though.
That's way fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got murdered.
Oh, well, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
Murder.
Yeah, we're not talking about just the sex part. Like, they shot them and everything. Like,
well,
they took over the city. They burned down the town.
Yeah, never mind. That's a bad idea. That's what Britain's going to look like after Brexit.
But anyway, to go back a second, this whole conversation started when we were talking about the man in the cow costume coming home to the cow wife.
Correct.
And it being weird because they were both the same.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. It's just because you have a cow wife and you're dressed up as a cow doesn't mean that it's exactly the same. So, like, what if you're dressed up as a different cow? Like, not all humans look the same.
You mean like a different type of cow? Like, I'm a West...
Yeah, like a cow with the...
Like, I'm a West Angus. I'm one of those with the long hair that goes over the eyes and big horns.
Yeah, not all humans are the same human just because they're the same species, you know?
Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm glad you made that distinction because what I get mistakenly insinuated was that, for example, if you were to dress up exactly as me, I would find... But if you were dressed up as a different person... Like
just another human, yeah.
I love the idea of you're still coming home. And you know, it's like, I know you're not dressing up as yourself. You're dressing up as someone different. That's still weird. But I find that more acceptable.
Well, I think the really weird part is you come home and you're dressed up as a different species than yourself to your spouse. That is that other species.
Right. And is that even...
That's the really weird
part. Well, I guess you're just getting into the realm of furries and stuff at this point.
Yeah. Like, you come home dressed as a gorilla to your gorilla wife.
No, I think the real weird thing, by the way, is coming home and having a wife of a different species. Like, the whole premise is just absurd.
Yeah, you're right. That has kind of been treated as the one normal sort of anchor in this whole scenario.
The chat is asking us to reflect on what we're talking about. I don't think we should.
Yeah. This whole thing is because we started talking about Chick-fil-A.
Yep. Thanks, Chick-fil-A.
Cheers very much, Chick-fil-A. Boys.
Thanks, Chick-fil-A.
I have a question.
Mint.t1 podcast.
Yes?
Yeah.
Look, here's something. Do furries that dress up as cattle, do they herd? You know what I mean? Do they like bunch up together at conventions and stuff where they'll walk around 30 at a time slowly? Maybe, you know, you see some wild horse furries galloping around, that kind of a thing. Do they become their own ecosystem?
If they were...
They don't actually transform into the animal, though. They just, like fuck around. Like, what? I guess it depends on how, like, into the RP you are, though, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, like, if they're going hard, then yeah.
Right. So, I guess the core tenet of the furry... Is that it is just an anthropomorphized version of the animal, or is it full on the animal? I mean, even if you're anthropomorphized as a cow, surely you still have some of those herd tendencies because you're a fucking cow, right?
Sure.
If you're really a human?
Kind of.
Well,
are you...
You have to know about the herd mentalities.
Oh, you mean, okay, so
to
all new...
act them out.
That implies that with new cows, right, they take them aside and they're like, okay, welcome to cows, being a cow. We have a few strict rules. Number one, we herd, so stay in groups of 30, okay?
Number two, we chew our cud.
We chew.
So you're going to throw up and chew it again so that you can spit it into the mouths of your young.
Yep.
Because that's what cows do.
Number three... a little weird-looking thing might come over and pull on your udders. That's fine.
His name is Tim.
Tim. Farmer Tim. And those are the three rules of cows. Okay, I got it.
Oh, and number four?
Oh,
we. Okay. You're going to have three extra stomachs put into you?
Put into you?
Put into you? Yeah, like they're going to open you up and put in three more stomachs.
Oh, good Lord.
This is gross. Why are we talking about this? Why?
We should maybe talk about cyanide and happiness a little. And I just wanted to say that obviously we're both huge fans. There was one of the shorts on YouTube that really stuck out a lot that I really liked a lot.
Well, thank you.
The one where it's the boy and the girl on the hood of the car.
Right.
Jimmy.
He's got a Boston accent. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. It just kept getting better and better.
Oh, that's an old one, man. You're going way back there. Jimmy was played by Ben Governale. He's our audio engineer. Talented dude. God damn, he shreds on guitar as well. But yeah.
That's funny.
I think his family's from Boston, maybe. So
he got that Boston accent.
I can't do. If you ask me to do any accents, I'll like 60% it. I'm not great at it.
How do you guys come up with these stories, because like, they're so rapid succession. Are you guys just sitting in a boardroom like, what if What if they're sitting on the car?
Yeah.
And it's moving.
It is a lot of that, and it does get quite heated with regards to, like, the if you have an idea, you tend to jump up and get excited about it, and you do full motion with your hands to try and explain it. You know, you kind of take your stage in the center of the circle, and you're like, no, what about this? And, you know, it might not always go over well, but if you're really excited, just jump up, man. It does sound like an auction for ideas, nearly, where everyone's yelling, like, their own ideas and just excited to be a part of it.
Have you ever had any ideas that did not get made that you're still just like, oh, that would have been hilarious?
Oh my God, there's so many. There's so many. There's one. There's one that explicitly comes to my mind. I wouldn't even call these ideas. Like, they kind of evolve from conversations that we have where we're just busting our balls laughing, but we don't. It's kind of assumed that it's never going to be made into a short ever. But I remember one particular conversation we had, and I don't know how this even began, but it was about, you ever see that YouTube video where there's like some zookeeper and he's cleaning behind an elephant? He's just sweeping the floor. And the elephant casually takes a step back, and this guy's head goes completely up its anus, up like to his shoulders. And he's kind of going, is Ventura style for a while, inside its ass, desperately trying to get out before he manages to pull his head back out again. And I'm not sure what knocks him out, but I guess it's either the smell or just the anxiety and the experience. But he falls to the floor like, as if he's just been taken to hell for 10 seconds. And we started talking about one of the elephants sucked him all the way up.
Mr. Lemmywinks?
Yeah, like Mr. Lemmywinks. And then it takes a shit. Actually, it sucks him out of his clothes. So the clothes are practically still standing there on the spot while he gets sucked up. And then it takes a shit that fills up the clothes into a human shape, and that goes home to his wife, and she doesn't notice the difference. And we're,
oh my God,
and yeah, we're
that'd be funny.
We were laughing really hard at that. It's funnier when I carefully explain it like that, you know.
And you know what should happen next? The wife should be a shit also.
Is she dressed up as a shit,
or she's the elephant,
right?
I think I'm going to recommend my mom doesn't listen to this episode.
I'm sorry, Mom. My mom might be listening live right now as well. Who knows? Hello, Maya. How are you doing?
That's who Mama Meme Queen is.
Yeah.
My mother is a meme queen, especially on Facebook, where she's usually sharing some boomer shit.
Oh, boomer memes.
Boomer memes. I don't know. Like, does everyone complain more when they get older or what?
Yeah,
that's just a thing.
I think people just like to complain, and a lot of people like,
right,
I think it becomes more socially acceptable to complain as you get older because the people around you are complaining.
I think it's just assumed that you have worse shit going on, like your rheumatism, you know.
Yeah, more to complain about, as Anna puts it in the chat,
right? And it's lots of little things that amount to something that just puts you in a bad mood. It's like, you got that sore elbow, you got that arthritic knee over there. You know, it all adds up to just making it a pain to get out of bed. And we should all just off ourselves before the age of 40. Anyway, that's the message of this podcast, right? I think advertisers will appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
By the way, Joe, if people have been tuning in for a while and they've enjoyed what they've been listening to and they wanted to get a couple of cool little treats on the Discord and on the episodes, how would they do that?
It's pretty simple. All they would have to do is go to patreon.com/T1podcast and join us on the $2 tier, and you'll get early episodes access, custom roles in the chat. And what else do they get, Lars?
They get an on-air shout-out.
And here comes the awkward editing of our newest patron, Ben from Iceland. Thank you very much for becoming a Patreon supporter.
We're going to be doing patron-only hangouts. We're going to be doing patron voicemails. We're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff for only $2 a month. That helps support the content creators that you enjoy, and you get a little something back for it. Also, I'm going to go ahead and plug this for the first time. We have a merch store.
We do have a merch store now.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
What's it selling?
Just, you know, merchandise.
Merch.t1podcast.com is selling t-shirts, mugs, travel bags, pillows, posters, sweaters, you name it. Merch.t1podcast.com has them all, including a lot of funny images of Joe, who is quite the double act here, where I'm the straight man and he's the comic. He provides a lot of the visual humor for the show.
I want to be the straight man.
Well, the straight man is not a reference to the sexuality in this case, Joe. That's just a comic term.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying you want to be the straight man? Like, as in, like, you're not? I got it.
Let's
okay.
Move on.
I'm telling you, man. We're in the same boat. We want to play the straight man for once in our lives, you know? The relatable.
Merch. Yeah, the one who has.
Merch.t1podcast.com. If you guys want to help support the show in a different way that isn't Patreon, that's a good way to do it. And you get some fresh cut swags. That's a reference to a H3H3 video. Go ahead and watch it. It's called I Catfished My Kid. Anyway.
Also, aren't you thankful that swag's been repurposed for its original purpose? It got used for something stupid there for a few years, but you just used the word in its correct context nicely.
Swag. So, yeah, like coolness.
Yeah. But not
no,
it's
he's
just
talking about like merchandise.
Swag.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's swag stuff we all get.
Right. Trinkets.
Merchandise.
It now technically for it to be swag, that does mean you guys do have to get it. So go ahead and make your mandatory purchase today. That's merch.t1podcast.com.
Merch, not morch.
You ever see those clip art drawings of like burglars and thieves, and they're always holding a bag that says swag on it? I'm not implying they should steal your merchandise, but I always wonder why that's the case. Where do you have to like get a bag that says swag on it before you go around stealing stuff from people's houses?
Well, either that or it's like a bank robbery, and they have like a bag that just has like a dollar sign on it.
Yes, that's.
I think we should sell luggage on our merch store.
Like
just like robot.
Oh boy, that's
sex doll luggage.
Sure,
that's a reference that Dave will not understand. Oh dear.
Nice, move on.
Yeah. Anyway, Dave, thank you, by the way, for coming on the show. It was a pleasure, an Irish pleasure, if I do say so.
This has been great. Thank you very much for having me on the show, guys. This has been a blast.
This was hilarious.
I'm not trying to push you off, by the way. I'm just noting that you said that you had something to get to, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up.
I will be live streaming on YouTube today, 3 p.m. CST. We're going to be doing a show called Drawing a Blank, where we get to... We kind of draw things based on requests that viewers have, and it's insane. It's it gets out of control very fast. We try and do these panel comics, and honestly, we don't know where it's going. It's like a runaway train.
Is this a regular occurrence?
It's a weekly thing. Yeah, we usually do it on Fridays.
You should post a link in the recording chat.
Okay, I will do just that.
And that way, everyone will know where to
go ahead and talk and distract the audience while he's going to. Pull that up.
Mm-hmm.
While Dave's doing that,
Joe, I have a question for you, by the way. Joe, question.
Coming over.
Question.
Lars's question now. Yes.
Okay. Can you give a plants update?
So the plants are doing very, very well. We've had a lot of rain in Southern California lately. And so the plants have grown. Alien Hands is doing well. Dallin
no, you gotta
is
say
doing
it right.
Well.
It's Alien Hands!
Alien Hands! They're doing very, very well. I can see them from my room, and they look very tall.
I'm big.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Hi, back. I'm Dad.
Hi. That's Explosum Entertainment. If you guys want to tune into the YouTube live streams, they're the one that's going on today. This episode will be out much later than that, but you can catch them, I guess, on Fridays.
Yeah.
At YouTube channel Explosum Entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. I haven't been recording this episode by accident.
See, that's a gag that Joe does every episode, and the fact that he just delivered that so limply, like someone who just got castrated, is because even he tires of that gag now, I can tell.
Just kidding.
There's two implications of how you set it, which is either as you say, you've been saying the joke so much, or you've fucked up so much that it's not even a surprise anymore.
Of course, everyone. Yeah, I only said it based on audience request. Somebody was like, "Hey, you didn't tell your joke yet." It's like, all right.
Do you ever get a bad reaction to that? Like, did you ever get Jim from your work on the podcast? And
Jim from
the guy that you dressed up as.
No, I haven't seen that guy in a couple years. I don't even work there anymore.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had a guest that freaked the fuck out and they're like,
"Oh, yes, we did." Yeah. We have had some guests that are like, "Oh no." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I guess we have to record the episode all over again."
Oh,
like,
no.
"Ah, all right."
Once or twice it has happened, actually. No, I think Chikachu actually freaked out.
Oh yeah, Chikachu was like, "Oh, are you serious?"
Oh geez.
The lamest part of the joke, by the way, is that we use Craigbot recording. So it's like, even if he lost his audio, we still have a backup. So it's like, it's not even a funny joke. It's like easy to defeat.
Ohan fell for it.
Yeah, he did.
Well, you immediately explained the joke to me. You didn't even get a reaction out of me. You didn't give me a chance.
It's not meant for that. It's just...
The joke is that it's really lame. And
it's just super limp dick.
You didn't even let my blood boil. Like, come on, give me 5 seconds to get mad.
All right, let me... How's this?
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't record my audio by accident.
Yo, poop on my dad!